Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I say to you so often, I pray that it can be real food for you. Whatever you've decided to do for Lent, and please make sure there's something you're giving up, something you're putting aside, so that there can be more room for the Lord to speak to you. I don't mean he's going to come down from heaven and speak to you, but you'll get thoughts in your mind and your heart as you pray. You think, gee, I never thought of it that way before. That can often be a sign from the Lord. So let us really live this Lent, putting God first, please. I know parents with small children, if you can even squeeze out 5 minutes of prayer some days, you're blessed. Do all that you can. Don't excuse yourself. Do all that you can to draw closer to him. So let's take a look at the reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy, who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. Brothers and sisters, if you find yourself judging another person, and you're not in any position to do that, just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. It's not my business. Please don't let me keep doing that. Lord, help that person to change this or change that. Turn your anger into prayer for the other person. That can be very, very good. It's hard, but it's very good. Brothers and sisters, I just want to say to you how much he loves you. Neither you nor I know how much love God has for us. But the psalm tells us today, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. You will not go wrong if you put your hope in the Lord and if you seek to follow him. God will help you. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. Not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Brothers and sisters, we can't change everything, but just take a look at what is the thing that I'm doing that most impedes or that God would find unworthy. Just take one thing. Please open your hearts to him. Just say to him every day, Lord, I want to follow you. teach me how, and then whatever time you can squeeze out. I know of people who have small children at home and then they have to work as well. They have people there for them. But brothers and sisters, that's a tight squeeze. And yet if we just say to the Lord, Lord, I put my hope in you. Help me. Show me. Even if you can only get 5 minutes today, take it. Read a psalm slowly. If you can get up to 15 minutes and then to a half hour a day, that would be the best. You can divvy it up morning and evening if you want. But give God time, because he will lead you. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord, says the psalm. Remember, trust him. And then we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abram far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that they may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone comes from the dead, goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Brothers and sisters, we can live such a sinful pattern of life, and we just think, oh, that's just how I am, or that's the way I am, and we don't say we're sorry. We don't ask God's forgiveness. We don't go to confession if we're Catholic. We don't get the slate free and wiped away. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to die like that. You say, well, I only did this once. Did you confess it? Did you ask for forgiveness? Brothers and sisters, God has given us all the ways of doing that. Certainly saying something to the person and then going to confession, and God will wipe it clean. But what do? We ignore it so many times. Brothers and sisters, I don't want any of you, well, I don't want anyone, but especially of you who listen to this program. You're not perfect. You're not going to do it all right every day, but please get on the path. Get on the path, bite your tongue for a moment before you swear, before you curse or anything like that. Bite your tongue for a moment and let that soften you down a bit, because you're all worried about your tongue then. But it's a way of distracting you and stopping you for a moment. And you say, oh, I better not say that. I better not do that. I better not go that way. I better just turn around and go away. And then go back to that person the next day or two and ask forgiveness. Please, brothers and sisters, I've done that. If I've done that, you can do that. Please just ask God's forgiveness and go to confession if you need to, if it's a mortal sin. But please know that you will be forgiven, and know that God will draw you closer to himself every time you do that. And we do sin often. We fail often. Please ask God to help us that we may decrease the numbers, and then eventually be able to say, God, I want to be rid of this. Oh, please. I want to see you in heaven. I hope I'll be there. And I want to see you in heaven. Please, brothers and sisters, let's get the slate clean, because we, none of us, know the day nor the hour when we will come before God. I was reading Father Eugene Boylan, who said this: there can be no true union with God unless we love also our neighbor. First of all, our neighbor is a member of the body of Christ, and we do not truly love Christ if we do not also love the members of Christ. Secondly, Christ delivered himself for each of his members, and we ourselves cannot be united to Christ unless we share in his love for them. That is why he lays upon us the tremendous obligation to love one another as he has loved us. We call it tremendous, for he loved us to the extent of laying down his life for us. Think of that. God laid down his life for you and for me. He loves you. How can you turn away from him? How can you not confess your sin? How can you do that? Brothers and sisters, God loves you. No one loves you like God loves you. And he wants you to follow him, to turn a new page, to turn a new chapter, to begin a new life in a sense. Let's ask God to help us and to lead us. That swearing goes from our vocabulary. That speaking ill of people, we get rid of that. Please, brothers and sisters, no gossip. Open your heart to him. He will give you plenty to share with people. He will show you the way. But that means quiet, and that means listening to God each and every day. May God abundantly bless you. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.